Hey, who's this chick on the Enterprise rent-a-car thing? I mean, she's a beautiful, beautiful girl. She's a beautiful blonde chick, but she's also, I guess, a comic. But I've had the audio down, so I don't know. I don't know whether I can tell that she's a funny person because the way she's doing the whole ironic kind of looking at the camera thing. But and I'm just by looking at her, I can tell that they want her to be the next thing. You know. I mean, the flow. Only a. Fuck it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Got the club going. Bottom of the fifth, Arizona and the Giants tied up. By at the ballpark there, Arizona. Couple of assholes in purple shirts are showing off a bobblehead. Jake Lamb bobblehead. Oh, this is the D-back channel. What the fuck is this? Oh, this is the Fox News Southwest Arizona Diamondback channel, however it is. Here's the windup. Band of 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Struck him out. Swung on. Oh, man. On a Tuesday. when's the Long Beach Grand Prix? Anybody know? Grand Prix? Oh, this is Le Mans? Or not Le Mans, it is at... what's the 24 hours of Le Mans? Or 24 hours of Sebring? The 6 hours of Sebring? Whatever the fuck it is. God, these drivers look like they're 5 years old. These dudes are... it's a GT series, a sports car series. And the drivers are all... They all look like they're five. I mean, really young-looking guys. Some of them are veteran guys, older guys, you know, but... I'm trying to get the names on some of these cats. They're introducing these drivers to the crowd. I have no idea who they are. How we doing with the Masters, man? Dustin Johnson has withdrawn from the Masters. He's got a back problem. So this is 1, 2, and 3. Mercedes, Bentley, Ericsson, Bauman, Pereira, Buch. Oh, this must be a European thing. Because they all got like weird, fucked up European names, man. So it's all good, you know. Mercedes was the top car, followed by, I think, another Mercedes team. And in between was a, I don't know who that was. Two of the top three teams, Mercedes. Am I right about that? The Blancpain GT series. So anyway, this is a sports car thing. So we have a Grand Prix here in Long Beach. I used to go to it every year. It's around this time, late March, early April. I probably missed it. A lot of shit happens in the spring. All of a sudden, you know, just bam, all cool shit. The Grand Prix, the Masters. There's another Grand, the Monaco. You know, the Monte Carlo Grand Prix, which is cool. That's through the streets of Monaco, right? What's the name of the town? Monte Carlo. It's through the streets of Monte Carlo. And then comes, you know, obviously the baseball season gets into full swing. NBA playoffs and the NBA Championship Series, the Stanley Cup. So all this stuff just converges around, you know, April, May, June. Just and it's really hard to know what you want to do and see and every and focus on. So the flags that they have rizzed it up are the British, and I think there's the flag of Italy. Buch, Pereira, driver standings, GT series, the Blancpain GT series. So that's a sports car thing. Ericsson, Bauman. The winning team was Buch and Pereira, followed by Kane and Abril. Not Kane and Abel, but third was Ericsson Bauman. Fourth was Junkadella and Sorellas. What a name, Junkadella. Yeah, my name's Junkadella. Hi, I'm Chris Junkadella. Yeah, you know, I don't just have junk, I got Junkadella.
God damn it.
War breaks out between the Bannon and Jared Kushner factions in the White House. I can see... I never got the whole story on Bannon stepping down. So what I have to do here is have my man... You know, one of the things here that Bannon called Kushner a cuck behind his back. Bannon says he loves a gunfight. Well, here's the thing, and I could never figure this one out, and I never really asked anybody, and I never even really commented on it, but it seemed like, what? This guy Kushner is a, quote, liberal Democrat? How the fuck is he working in the Trump White House if he's a goddamn liberal Democrat? Well, now we know the answer. Trump would rather have a liberal Democrat like him around than he wants a fucking, whatever this guy Bannon is, this fucking, he loves a gunfight. Well, dude, apparently your gunfight, like you had a pop gun because you just lost your fucking job on the NSC. Your fucking ass is gone, basically. What do you mean you love a gunfight? What kind of gunfight are you going to have? Unless, of course, Bannon retreats to Breitbart and reassumes his duties there and becomes an enemy of Trump, of the Trump White House. They said Bannon recently vented about Kushner being a cuck. This is a term, I guess, that means cuckolded, which means your wife is fucking some other guy and you can't do anything about it. Okay? What that has to do with anything, I have no idea. It might be something that somebody on that end of the political spectrum fears, or maybe it's being done to them as we speak, and so therefore they decided to preemptively use that to tar and feather their opponent. What do you think? She say, Well, despite his efforts to play it cool with the media, Bannon resisted his removal from the NSC and at one point threatened to quit over it. Axios reported, however, that Bannon had been telling associates such stories were 100% nonsense. In any case, tension is clearly running high. The Civil War might not have started with the decision to remove Bannon from the NSC. It started with the failed effort by Republicans to pass a health care reform bill. But now that the narrative about Bannon has shifted to one of him losing power, the infighting has been more public. The Daily Beast reported the fighting had been nonstop between Bannon and Kushner for weeks and that the two often clashed face-to-face. One official told the news outlet that Bannon said Kushner was trying to shiv him and push him out the door. They said Bannon recently vented about Kushner being a globalist and a cuck. He actually said cuck as in cuckservative. The friction between Bannon and Kushner camps boiled down to policy. They said there's a thing called alt-right bingo. And you have a little bingo pad, and every time they say one of the words, you know, you can get bingo. Like there's cuck, and there's triggered, and there's all this, you know, asshole language. It's basically the language of the asshole, and you just, and you get alt-right bingo. CNN reported the Bannon's removal for the NSC signaled a power shift of the White House and Trump moving away from the more hardline ideological bent of Bannon. Source told Politico that Bannon felt as though Kushner and his allies were trying to undermine his powers. Well, look, the direction that Trump's going in is it ain't the right one. He's not gaining support. He's losing it. If that's Bannon's thing, I'd get rid of his fucking ass too. Trump wants to get more people behind him, not have fewer people behind him. Having such a ball. I have a Steve Bannon account that I do. It's Bob Shootin. But I renamed it. This is what Press Secretary Sean Spicer looked like after I snap kicked his head. Bannon, did you think that fucking Trump was going to side with you over his goddamn son-in-law? His son-in-law, who is a dapper, handsome, you know, young, New York sophisticate, with the beautiful wife and the kids and all that shit, which, you know, Trump is all about, he's all about appearances. You know, you've heard that, right? And you're a fat, shuffling, fucking gray-haired, you look like a fucking alcoholic. I mean, I'm not saying that you are, but that's what you look like. What the fuck do you think that, let's see. Here's the story. The governor's demanding to know who this Trump critic is. Twitter. Tweets from the account alt lower underline, whatever you call it, issue, USCIS, indicate that it is run by someone who's an employee of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service Division of Homeland Security. Free speech advocates of the DHS order appeared to be the first time the government's attempted to use its power to expose an anonymous critic, a development that, if successful, would have a grave chilling effect on the speech of that account. Well, of that account, as well as other accounts critical of the U.S. government. Well, if this guy's got some top secret information, though, you know, they're unlawfully abusing a limited purpose investigatory tool to find out who's behind the altlicious account, according to Twitter's court file. Well, what has the guy said? What are some of the tweets? Tweeted, fact, more than 40% of illegal aliens in the U.S. are visa overstays from other developed countries, not sounding like Mexico. This is somebody who's anti-Trump. The account has also called attention to mismanagement and agency operations. March 12 tweet, it said that USCIS turns down regularly private companies who propose collaboration to streamline the intake process, reducing cost, price, and time. The account's description stresses that its views are not the views of DHS or UCS. As of the time of the court filing, the account had been active for 2 months and amassed more than 32,000 followers. By 8:15 p.m., that figured going to more than 86,000. Its court filing, the U.S. District Court in Northern District, Twitter said the DHS officials delivered an administrative summons to the social networking site, demanding the company provide records that would unmask or likely lead to the unmasking of. Twitter maintains that CBP does not have jurisdiction to demand such information, which includes names, account login, phone numbers, mailing address, IP address. But its primary objection, the company said, is that allowing the government to unmask Twitter critics violates the First Amendment. Twitter has defended users' right to free expression, positions held for years, notably during widespread Arab Spring protests in 2011. That right, First Amendment, interest at the moment. That's very interesting. Problem with Twitter, though, is that they, in so doing, they enable a lot of damage. You know, they enable a lot of harassment. They enable a lot of, well, whatever. I guess you don't have to be on that motherfucker if you don't want to be, and or if it's bugging you. It's funny. I think I said to you guys once, I do my show prep on Twitter because I'm always over there writing ideas down.
Hang in there, Mr. President.
Fight, fight, fight!
We are with you, Mr. President.
With all our might!
They may use you and abuse you, holler.
Quit, quit, quit!
But you've heard that all before. Just clench your fist
and grit.
You've got courage, so just reach them.
Battle for Trump's heart and mind. It's Bannon versus Kushner. All right. So what else? Keep an eye on the time. Brazil. Her grandfather. That's it. April's grandfather. Okay. Steve Brazil, Jason. I mean. Oh, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep. Oh, the big beat. Bobby Dooley's big on garlic. So it's the time of year again. It's time for her garlic wonderland. I don't know what you call it. Her garlic.
It's time, Phil, for our garlic pageant. It's time for our festival of garlic and more.
N'apostrophe more.
Garlic and more. It's time for the Western States. Garlic
Nirvana.
Garlic Park. It's time for the Garlic Land, Garlic Park. It's time for a kaleidoscope of garlic.
A kaleidoscope of garlic. 3-2 San Francisco, top of the sixth, and he just walked. Oh, the bags are full. Ouch. Ouch. De La Rosa on the mound here for the Diamond Heads. And now comes either the manager of the pay. I don't know who this guy is, but he's coming out and he's going to say, "How you feeling, kid? I feel good." Yeah, well, you're fucking yanked, so glad you feel good. Go in a dugout and take a load off, kid. Oh, okay. Feel pretty good, Tommy. I don't give a fuck you feel good. There's four motherfucking hits up there. Now I'll hit the opposite way. I don't give a shit. So I'm going to start off with the... I'll start with Steve. Number two will be... I'm going to start off with Don Mix, actually, number one. Then we'll go to Steve Bozell, number two. Then we'll go to Jay Salas, number three. And we'll wrap up with Bobby Do-Do-Do-Do-Do. Okay? All right. You love it? You love? Okay. Are you loving me? This fucking thing out of here, man.
One of the NYSE, 3-1 of the NASDAQ. One of the bright spots was software maker VMware.
Share shot VMware.
Looking at 51 in the first day of trading on the NYSE. The stock was up 91% from its IPO price of 29. Oil higher, just shy of 72, worries that a tropical depression.
Well, there's clucking hens. And then we have the song. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We good? Stadium Super Trucks. All right. All right, man. Just in time for the Stadium Super Trucks. Bitchin'.